Hello, everybody. You are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. And of course, we've been doing a lot of podcasting leading up to the ISE show. This is going to be some of that. I'm joined today by Paige O'Neill, who's the Chief Marketing Officer at Prism. First of all, good morning, Paige. How are you?
I'm great, Gary. How are you? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing great. Now, Prism certainly is one of those companies that everybody in our industry is familiar with. But over the last couple of years, you guys have sort of, transformed yourself into a different kind of company than what I think people had traditionally known you for. Can we talk about that first and tell us how that's going?
Sure, absolutely. And I think you're referring to the expansion that we've done over the last probably 2.5, maybe 3 years now, where we've gone from having primarily a lineup of large format displays, which we still have, to now we've got a much broader set of solutions that are really powered by the Prism Application Suite software. And that software is available really on any device. We last year, a big hallmark for us was we came out with the mobile functionality where you can access the Prism software from any mobile, any laptop, any tablet. And what that really allows you to do is have the experience of working with all the content within Prism from any location on any device. So it does a much better job of connecting remote team members. If you're traveling, if you've got your laptop or your tablet, you can now access all your Prism content in the cloud from anywhere that you are. And we just really feel like the market is evolving in this direction where, sure, people are in conference rooms and they want to be on big displays, and the office place is definitely moving in that direction. But people are also working from home, or they're remote, or they're traveling, and we're trying to democratize that experience, if you will, of being able to collaborate and work with content.
Yeah, and it kind of stemmed, or it did stem out of the visual work, what you call the Prism Visual Workspace environment. And if people aren't familiar with it, you should go to prism.com, PRYSM.com. And I think the first time I saw this, it was pitched as a display with integrated software. But what you're saying is you've taken the software over the last couple of years and sort of removed it from the requirement of the display, but still kept the workspace the same so that people who are connecting can connect from anywhere and any device. And those are kind of two key factors.
Absolutely, and it's a simple HTML interface to the software. So anyone can log in if they've got a user ID and an account to app.prism.com, and they're able to then go into their own private or shared workspaces and access their content. And so, you know, obviously people are doing that from conference rooms when they're in the office, but now they're able to do that from their mobile or their laptop when they're not in an office environment.
And it's real time too, in the sense that if there are people meeting in a meeting room and you're conferencing in, or you're able to collaborate with what they're seeing and vice versa. So you're able to manipulate or collaborate on a document, and they're seeing that live if they're in a conference room, and you're seeing what they do live, however you're connected through a mobile device or through the cloud.
Yep, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. And then it's, you know, really any kind of content can be put into the Prism environment. We really kind of think about it as it's a digital canvas. It's really an infinite digital canvas that can house traditional documents like a PowerPoint or an Excel spreadsheet. It could be a web browser that you're looking at with your colleagues either in the room or remotely. It could be a web-based application. We're able to interface with Dropbox for file sharing. We've got integrations with Microsoft Office 365, so you can look at either files that are in OneDrive or look within your Office applications to do updates to PowerPoints or Word documents in real time. We've got integrations with video teleconferencing, Skype for Business, so you can integrate video. So it's really any kind of content, and there's an unlimited amount of content windows that can be on any given screen, so you can really visualize a very powerful story all at the same time and be able to take in a lot of data simultaneously versus having to look at it kind of one-off.
Yeah, and that, it's an interesting transition that you guys have made in a way, because you were known as a display company. Now, it should have been flagged and been obvious when they hired you September, October 2015 because of your background. I mean, you came from three straight SaaS solution companies doing exactly this kind of thing where you're doing business to business collaboration through the cloud. So that should have been kind of a key indicator of the direction they were going. But let me ask you this, having not coming from the display space and come in and taken over what has been known as a display company and turn it into a collaboration, cloud collaboration company, for lack of a better term, or digital canvas, as you said, maybe you won't want to admit this, but it seems to me it would have been a tough thing to do because our industry is so focused on selling hardware and not as keenly focused on understanding the value of selling software. Am I right, or have you not experienced that?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's on the one hand, it's definitely been a learning curve. But you know, as you rightly pointed out, the reason that Prism brought me on board was that they were looking to make this shift to being a total solution and to really focusing on and really leading with the software. I think we will get to the point where we are leading with the software. We're not quite there yet. It's definitely been a learning curve. I didn't know anything about hardware or the AV space. I found it very intriguing to kind of come in, and I was really attracted to the sexiness of the Prism displays and our laser phosphor display, so beautiful, and being able to move content around and size it. That was really exciting to me, and I really understood when I was looking at the Prism opportunity what the software was going to do for the hardware. And so I think that's another reason why I was a natural fit in the business is I like to come in and figure out how are we going to walk the company through this massive change that we have to go through internally. And so that was really exciting. But what I found was that, you know, the people in the hardware industry, the AV industry, very welcoming, and I, even though there was definitely some learning involved, it was never a situation where I felt like the perspective wasn't welcome, and there was definitely a desire to understand what our vision was for the software.
Yeah, and so since you've had a year and a half, because I think the writing's on the wall, right? I mean, I think that everyone in our industry understands that everything's moving towards the network, right? And then you have a lot of companies that are doing it different ways. And then a lot of you that work together because your product does work with other, I mean, like ultimately I know that you'd like them to buy a Prism display, but technically they could buy whatever display they wanted. So you, in your case, having that experience now, if you were advising a dealer who is focused on selling software, hardware, that wants to move into software collaboration, enterprise level stuff, if you could give them one, two, or three pieces of advice, what would you tell them to do at this point in time? Because it is tough when you're used to selling something that's right there in front of you, and now you're selling something that's sort of virtual.
Absolutely, and I think there are a couple of data points that are interesting by way of advice to those who are in that situation. And you know, the first is if you look at what all of the traditional industry analysts are saying, the Gartners, the Forresters, the Wayne Houses of the world, they're all talking about the move to the cloud and have been for several years now. And I think what goes part and parcel for that in our business is this whole concept of digital transformation. And I think there's just a tremendous opportunity within the very large market that is digital transformation that's at the top of every CEO and CIO priority list. And the traditional AV community even though it sounds counterintuitive, they've got a real opportunity to latch on to their piece of what that means for their industry, because I think one small part of that is what's happening within the physical office place. And the fact that there are a relatively small percentage of conference room screens and displays that are connected to the internet and are able to take advantage of digital technology. And so that opportunity to kind of walk companies through the strategy of what it means to transform their business to digital and the part that the display will play in that revolution is a very significant business and revenue opportunity that they should embrace.
So what I'm hearing you say, I'm gonna kind of repitch it and tell me if you think what I heard was right. They need to learn how to talk in a much bigger scale, meaning they need to, because ultimately the people that you're talking to now are C-suite level people. They're people making decisions, not people who the other people are going to make decisions. And the sale is going to be made on how confident they feel in your ability to understand the big picture of integrating something like this or changing a workflow process for efficiency purposes. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yeah, I think you probably said it much better than I did. And I, you know, I've seen this happen in other industries, especially during my time at Oracle. I spent about 10 years at Oracle and was on the front lines of some of the outsourcing waves that happened within the IT department. And there was a lot of fear at that time because what had traditionally been a very technology-oriented sale, you know, you go in and you sell them a database or you sell them some application servers or some networking technology, it turned into an opportunity to talk about, well, what's your IT strategy and how much more could you accomplish if you were letting the vendor take care of some of the routine support and maintenance. And initially that was a radical idea. And, you know, I watched sales teams really kind of struggle around how to articulate that big picture. But of course now that's just the way that we do business. And it's a very similar trend happening in the AV industry as we look to digitize the work experience really. And so that opportunity to go in and have that conversation about how AV fits into the overall strategy is going to be critical, and it's really an opportunity to move from selling a room to really selling an entire enterprise-wide strategy.
Yeah, that's a really good way to sort of wrap it up. I think that wrap it into a package, because I think that's the part that I think is tough, and I think not everybody has the ability to sell enterprise-level stuff. So I think it takes a special skill, not only in communication, but in understanding and kind of a vision kind of thing, because you do have to be able to sort of explain how the disparate things or the things that you don't have anything to do with will work in the system, because you don't have control over everything. And you're right. I've been in the industry long enough to see Oracle go from, as an example, SaaS is another example, go from selling software to selling services, meaning the software, they still sell the software, but they're really making their money on managing an entire organization, not just building the software application. And it's basically what we're doing and what you're doing at Prism is sort of a miniature version of that with regard to content collaboration and visual content collaboration, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's a very similar transition that the market is going through. And, you know, that doesn't mean that the selling of the room is going to go away. But, you know, we're kind of thinking about it as it's part of the entire process. And so we want the conversation to continue beyond outfitting, you know, a couple of conference rooms and to be discussing enterprise-wide, what's your digital meeting strategy? What's your digital work strategy? And how are you bridging the gap between all of the different requirements of the workforce that you have today? They're remote. The millennials are coming in and having high expectations around what technology is supposed to look like. Office places are being revitalized with modern design and technology. And there's an opportunity to play into all of that.
And I think that's the key is the fact that they really have to see that larger opportunity there. And for those that have not understood, first of all, you have a really good white paper on your site. You've got a really good site that explains sort of what's going on with your vision of the visual workspace. And of course, you'll be at ISE, which we'll all be at ISE in a couple of weeks, the Integrated Systems Europe show that's happening in just 2 weeks. Your booth number, you're in Hall 11 stand or booth B130. So if you're going to be in Amsterdam for the show, definitely go by there. If you're not, because a lot of people, obviously everyone wants to go to that show, but there's a couple of 100,000 people that can't go to it, that still would listen to a podcast or read a story on it, you should go over to prism.com, PRYSM.com and check it out, because it's interesting how 2 years ago, when you go to your site, it was all about the technology that was driving the display. And now it's hard to find anything about the display because, to your point, you're not just selling the meeting room space, you're selling user license to anyone who wants access to that meeting room space. And that's the recurring revenue model. And then in a way, the integrator becomes an in-house company. So anything AV related, they would get, even the stuff not related to the system they just put in, because as a byproduct of that relationship of the fact that they're managing this larger collaboration suite system, they would probably, you would think, get the rental business, they would get the the document camera business. They would also get the portable
Yep.
projector business and the traveling projector business and all that kind of stuff. So I think I agree with you. I think that in a way, it's funny when you guys started, when you announced this transition, everyone in the office would agree with me on this. When you announced this transition, I said, you know, they have a great idea. They're 3 years ahead of the rest of the industry because you're doing stuff that what at the time and even arguably now that other companies aren't doing yet. And I think that makes your battle a little harder because you're sort of chopping the path, right, or clearing the path for everyone else to go down. But I think your site does a good job of helping people understand that. So prism.com. And Paige, I really appreciate you joining me and explaining all this. And of course, we have a video cast scheduled in the next week and a half where you have a chance we'll talk specifically about what you're going to do at ISE. So I appreciate that opportunity as well. And I appreciate everyone listening. And you can follow all of our ISE coverage at ravepubs.com or, of course, go to prism.com to see their visual workspace. Thanks for listening.